Reading for January 3rd, entitled, Victors Through Christ. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. We need to draw near to our Helper, the one who is infinite in wisdom. He is our minister and our great medical missionary, and he knows the straits through which his believers on this earth will pass. He has been tempted in all points like as we are tempted. Let us not forget that Christ had the tempter to meet in every form, and that when he met him, he, our Savior, was bearing the likeness of humanity. He is our restorer, the perfecter of his covenant with the human agencies who depend upon him as their prince and their redeemer. Christ conquered as the sinless, unfallen, perfect man. As the Messiah, he has won the victory over the temptations of the enemy, making it possible for us to overcome as he overcame. We are to overcome in every encounter with the enemy. We are to be victors by becoming partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Each victory that he gained in his humanity makes it possible for us, through receiving and believing in him, to gain the victory. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. John chapter 1, verse 12. Each victory that he gained in humanity secures for us its genuine fruits. Each assault of Satan overcome marks the occasion of a victory for humanity. The deliverance of the people of God and his mercies to them in past trials are to be called to mind as an assurance of that which, if we trust in God, he will do for us in present and future emergencies. Whatever may have been their experience, if they will surrender to God with full purpose of heart, with humility and contrition, he will receive them. To all who by faith receive Christ as their personal Savior, he will give power to become overcomers, sons and daughters of God. They become partakers of the divine nature and fully realize his mercy and the grace of his Holy Spirit. Let our prayers ascend to God in all humility. Let us, through the grace Christ came to the world to impart, confess and forsake our sins with humble, contrite hearts. The Lord understands. For all secret things are known to him. Not one mean action can be performed without God understanding every phase of temptation. Throughout the Gospels, Christ made frequent reference to the great conflict that he had with Satan at the beginning of his ministry. He makes constant reference to Satan's kingdom as opposed to the kingdom of God. Let us be sure that we are on the Lord's side. Taken from Letter 14, dated January 3, 1906, to Dr. and Mrs. D.H. Kress.